Hi there. If we haven't met yet, my name is Benson, and I'm on the pastoral team here at Living Waters. Today, I have the pleasure of sharing a story with you from the Bible, from the book of Acts, about a man who was healed, how he responded to that healing, and how it stirred something up inside those around him. If you want to follow along, we'll be reading from Acts chapter 3 today. You can either take out your Bible, reference your Bible app, or some of the scripture will be available below as well. Let's begin in Acts chapter 3, verses 1. It starts this way, saying, "Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a lame man from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, 'Look at us.' And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them." So our story in Acts begins with Peter and John, disciples of Jesus, encountering this lame man from birth who is begging for alms. Now, just briefly before that, in this point in the Bible, in our story, Jesus has already come. He, you know, lived a life on earth, preaching about the kingdom of God, about forgiveness. He gathered the disciples. He died on the cross, was resurrected, and ascended into heaven. Then the disciples waited, and the Holy Spirit came, and amazing things began to happen in the name of Jesus. Miraculous healings, wonders and signs. People were learning from the apostles. People were gathering, selling everything they had, and nobody had need. It's this beautiful picture of the early church that we get. So this story comes right after the early church really begins. So Peter and John were at the temple, and on their way to, and they encountered this lame beggar. And this man, it's said, is carried to the gate every single day to beg of those entering the temple, appealing to these religious folk who are coming for the hour of prayer. Now, for this man, Peter and John were probably no different from anyone else entering the temple. Presumably, he was appealing to their generosity and was hoping for something in return. But instead of giving gold and silver, as we'll hear in a moment, Peter and John give him something else. They respond differently. The Bible says this, continuing in verse 4. It says, "And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, 'Look at us.' And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, 'I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his hands and ankles were made strong." So miraculously, this man, this lame beggar, was healed by Peter as he takes him by the right hand in the name of Jesus. And immediately it says he was made strong. He was healed in the name of Jesus. Now, reading this story, I wonder if you have ever been healed by Jesus. If you have a story of being healed. In this story, this man is healed in Jesus' name by the Holy Spirit, and he's lame from birth. Now, I fully believe in miracles and healings even today. I really do. But the reality is the majority of us aren't lame from birth, at least not in the way that this man was. But even though we aren't quite like this man in this physical way, I believe that we still need healing today that comes only from Jesus. My wife will tell you that I do not like going to the doctor. Sometimes I feel like it's a hassle, but even more so, I don't like being told that I need to change something or that something is wrong. I like to think that I know myself and I can tell if I'm sick or if there's something that I need to change. This was kind of the way that I approached faith when I was a lot younger, before I really knew Jesus. See, for me, I grew up believing that I was inherently good. I thought I was a pretty good person. I was polite, generous when I could be, held the door open for people. And I thought, what could God or religion give me that I needed from it? But as I encountered the gospel in Jesus, it confronted me with the reality that not everything is all right. There were things that I needed. There was brokenness in me. There was sin in my life. There was darkness. There was pain. There was sickness. and a broken relationship with God, but also with other people around me. Jesus gave me forgiveness and transformation, but even more so, Jesus gave me healing. Jesus heals not just our physical bodies and our physical realities, but can heal our minds, our souls, and our hearts. The gospel of Jesus heals in a life-changing way. It may not always look like this immediate bodily healing for the lame beggar. Sometimes it takes time, and we can trust in faith and have faith in God's timing. But undeniably, what this life-changing healing does is point to the amazing power and goodness that comes from Jesus. Now, for this lame beggar, his story kind of doesn't go beyond this chapter in Acts. But one thing I can assume is that he probably got sick again in a different way. Healing doesn't just happen once from Jesus. In fact, it happens over and over again. See, until Jesus comes back, we live in a reality that is broken, that is full of darkness and pain and sickness and suffering. But we have the hope that Jesus has done something about it and continues to do something about it. He still heals today. So perhaps my question for you is, do you need healing today? What parts of your life? Our story continues in chapter 8. We have this lame beggar. And it says this, "And leaping up," this is the lame beggar, "he stood up and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God." I love this picture of this man who has just been immediately healed by Jesus. His life has been changed and transformed in a radical way. And he not only walks, but describes him leaping and rejoicing and praising God. He's animated and excited about the change that has happened in his life. He isn't just silent or nonchalant about it. He responds by praising God. Previously, I posed the question of whether we have been healed by Jesus. And perhaps for some of you, a moment or a story came to mind. I want to take that a bit further. What was your response to being healed by Jesus? To the gospel of Jesus, to the good news? What is your response to being healed by Jesus? For many of us, praise, just like this lame beggar, is perhaps the most natural and immediate response to the gospel. I really believe that's a big reason as to why we gather on Sunday and we sing songs and we praise God, because we are responding as a community and as individuals to the amazing things that God is doing in our lives. Another way that's been amazing to see is in our church for the last 2 weeks, an art exhibition has been put up of people responding to Jesus' values. And as I took some time this week to read about the responses and why they painted or wrote or created the way that they did, it was this beautiful response to the gospel and the good news of Jesus. If you're a new or a younger Christian, perhaps baptism is a unique way to respond, where you're declaring, where the community comes around you and you say, "Yes, this is who I am and this is why I believe God and I want to be a part of his family." The first of every month, we partake in something called communion as a church, where we come to the front and we receive elements and we partake and we remember the death of Jesus and the significance of that, and we proclaim that until he returns. Another area where we can respond, perhaps, is serving, acts of kindness and generosity, but also in something like Helping Hands, which is an initiative our church is doing this Christmas, where we serve those in our community in a unique and wonderful way. Perhaps forgiveness is another way that you can respond. I was reminded this week as I thought about this that Jesus calls us to this, to forgive others as he has forgiven us. What an appropriate way to respond to Jesus. These are only a couple ways, but there's so many more that are going to be unique to you specifically. But I would encourage you to ask that question: how am I responding to Jesus today? Perhaps even a simpler question is, do we have to? And to that, I would say, yes, of course. I would say that it is part of our natural and designed relationship with God to respond to Jesus. But perhaps there is an even more to that than our simple yes. The final part of our story is in verse 9 and 10. A brief story recap: Peter and John come to the temple. There's a lame beggar there. He's miraculously healed in the name of Jesus. He leaps up and begins praising God and then enters the temple with Peter and John. Our story picks up here and says, "And all the people," this is people in the temple, "saw him walking and praising God," the lame beggar, "and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him." See, the people in the temple who knew this man who was at the gate every day were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him, because he had come in, not just healed, but was praising God. Our response is our testimony. Our response can be our testimony. And for some of us, we might hear the word testimony and think of a story of conversion. Certainly that was the way it was when I first started going to church. You know, I thought of a document that I would write up and rehearse and be ready to tell people about how I came to Jesus, about the way that God had changed our lives. But I would argue that this isn't the only way that we can testify about Jesus. This isn't our only testimony. Rather, how we respond to the gospel testifies to all those around us about the amazing work that God has done in our lives, about the healing and the transformation that has happened. How you respond is noticed by all those around you. It's noticed by those in your community, your coworkers, your friends, your family, and even the strangers that you haven't even met yet. A couple weeks ago, we had a beautiful baby dedication in our church. And I had this unique experience where some visitors had came in as a result, those who don't normally come. They were kind of poking around, looking through the windows, and wondering if they were in the right place, wondering if there was a concert going on because worship had begun at that point. They said that they were here for the baby dedication. I quickly told them that they were in the right place and helped them find a seat. It was pretty clear to me that they didn't really have any church background or knew much about church. And for the rest of the service, I really wondered and pondered what their experience of church was like. What was their experience of worship? Sure, there was music being played, there was lyrics on the screen, but even more so, what was their response or what was their experience of people of a community worshiping God together? In my own faith journey, one of my most pivotal moments was a Saturday night at a youth retreat. I was 16 at the time, and it was dark, and the worship team was leading us in a moment. And there was this youth leader who had been leading us so well the entire weekend, who I had respected and looked up to, right there, on his knees, crying out to God, tears in his eyes. At the time, I had believed in God, but wasn't really so sure about Jesus. But here was this youth leader who was crying out to this Jesus fellow. I remember thinking, wow, this God, this Jesus, has really impacted his life to this degree, that he is so emotional about this and that it really means so much to him. And I remember thinking to myself, well, if Jesus is so real to him, maybe Jesus can be real to me too. Maybe God is real. Our God is good and loving, and he wants to heal you, not just physically, but in so many more ways. My hope is that you can be reminded of that today, and that you contemplate what a response looks like in your life. That's not just for you, but for those around you. Your response matters. It mattered to 16-year-old Benson, who was unsure about faith, that helped me take a step closer to Jesus. And perhaps if you're hearing this for the first time, or you're exploring faith, or maybe you're far and distant from God and feel like you've missed out, that's okay. Church is a good place for you to be in. And know that Jesus loves you and that there is a place for you here and that he wants to heal that pain and brokenness in your life. Know that you're not alone in this, that we all need healing from Jesus, even today. And that if you want to respond, there's going to be a link below in the video where you can. There's a whole team of pastors and people here who love you and want to be there for you. So feel free to click that link and follow it, and we'll find you. We are here, and Jesus is here. Will you respond to him now?